saliva coming out of its mouth, so Poshut ruins the tfuah in front of it. Like Rashi, the Islay read without Rashi, the imis, it ruins it and makes it mis. For how the Korah lahocha piyah yofa, why do we call it a piyah yofa? Vocha piyah rak, and of course piyazel. The Gemara will soon explain why one case we call a chamor a piyah ra, and another place a piyah yofa, and the same thing with the axe. One place is called a piyah yofa, one place is called a piyah ra. We'll soon see why. So the kids see a lot of take the food away from the chamor and give it to the axe, because the chamor doesn't have saliva, it didn't ruin the food. For diktorn, that's what the price says. Neutlin, milifnei behemon, shepiyah ra. You're allowed to take the food away from a behemoth, which we're going to say that still means a chamor, a donkey. And here the Braisa calls the chamor a piyara, means bechamor. Aye, why is the chamor called a piyara? We just got finished saying faket, the chamor is called a piyah yofer. It doesn't have saliva. That there it is, the loidayik viyochol. A chamor doesn't check out what it eats. His nageya to what it eats is called like a piyara. Anything you have in front of it, it will eat. It doesn't care if it's clean or dirty, it can eat it. So that's called piyara. Lefnei behemoth. And you're allowed to take it away from the chamor and give it to the ox. Lifnei behemah shepia yofa, to the behemah that appear yofa. What does that mean? Bepora. Aye, we said before, pora is called a pia ra because it has saliva coming out of it. Here, what the braisa means, pia yofa, just means the daika v'yochla. A pora only eats good food. It's medayik what it eats. So negay to what it takes in its mouth, it's called a pia yofa. Even though when the food is in front of it, it becomes mis. Because it has saliva coming out, it ruins the food, it makes it into muksa. So that's why both prices didn't. So mainly, let it take the food away from the chamor, because it didn't become nimis yet, it's not muksa, and you can give it to the pora. But shaking the other way, if the food was in front of the pora, since its saliva went down and ruined it, and nope, the chamor won't eat it now, so it's called muksa, therefore you can't move it. So look at the Mishnah. Hakash shal gambi hamita. If you have straw on top of your bed, some only good time they used to have straw in the house, and sometimes we'll even use it for a pillow. But usually the regular straw is muksa, because tam straw is limited to burn with. Use it lasoka. They used to have firewood, and they used to use straw for firewood. So vashetzach it's muksa on Shabbos. So hakash, you have the straw, shagabi hamit, that's on top of your bed. Is loyin anenu biyodoy, and now you want to go to sleep on the bed, so you want the straw to get off the bed. So the straw is muksa, you're not allowed to move it with your hand. Since it's muksa, you can't move it with your hands. Ella, what's the yetzer? Menaneya begufoy. You could move it with your shoulders, with your elbow. The gufoy, you're allowed to move muksa. So poshep shan, the mishnah is the way the mishnah brewer paskins that issa muksa is only yosa to touch with your hands. Derech tiltum. Begufoy, there's no issa muksa. Any muksa there is, you're allowed to kick it with your foot. You're allowed to move it with your elbow. That's called the zache of menaneya begufoy. If you're not using your hands, just your goof for the rest of your body, there's no issa to move the muksa. That's the posh of the pshat. So drashi yelam and aneya of the goofoi, the ksefa with your shoulders, the tiltum and atzadu, that's called the tiltum and atzad. The leishime tiltum, it's not called tiltum. And since you're not moving with your hands, with the rest of your body, that's leishime tiltum, it's mutta to move muksa. V'yemhoye maichu behema, let's say the straw was oimet for behemoth heat, it's maichu behema, so then it's not muksa, you let it touch maichu behema on Shabbos. Oy shehoye olav kar, or else you had a pillow on top of the straw, so the pshat is then like you megaladas, you want to use this straw for the pillow, so then the straw is not muksa. Oy sadin, or else you had blankets on top of it. Then menaneya biyodi, then like you megaladas that you want to use this straw to be part of the blanket, so mechalat's not muksa, then about you could touch it with your hands. Rashi, I show you all of Kari Sadin, the goli daite the aktsia l'shchiva. It's mashma then that the straw like comes out of the pillow, that you had asked to use the straw to be able to sleep with it. Meyata teres klialov. Obviously, the straw is going to be mishtamish the person's going to use it like part of his pillow. So then pshit the sam muksa. Then if it comes out of the pillow, you could touch it with your hands and move it off the bed. Then menaneya biyodi. You're allowed to move it with your hands. Michbash, this is the halacha we saw yesterday. There's a type of Rashi, michbash, that's the ironing board. Like Rashi, shnei levochim, two pieces of wood, aruchim long, or kvedim heavy, v'soidrim begodim ala tachtim, where after you wash your clothing, you put it underneath one board, or maridin elyonolav, then you press the top board on top of it. And that's the way you press your shirts or press your clothing. And you let the clothing hang there, and these two boards iron it out. Yes, the Mishnah says what? Mechabe shabale batim. If these are two boards were privately owned, is matirim. Then even though you put it together before Shabbos, like before Shabbos, you started to press the shirts, you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Avoloi kovshim, but you're not allowed to do it matchil on Shabbos. You can't start ironing on Shabbos. You can't put the shirt into this iron on Shabbos, into these boards. But if it was done from before Shabbos, you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. But let's say kovshim means, let's say it belonged to the cleaner. Not a balabas, not a privately owned, but a commercial one, the shel kaisin, then lo yigabai, then you can't touch it at all. Even though the kaivis, the cleaners, started to do it before Shabbos, on Shabbos now I'll take it apart. So Rashi, I will lay kaivshin, because the professional ones is made very, very tight, on the headache. If you're going to loosen it on Shabbos to take out the shirt, it looks like you're being seiser these two boards. So male, a professional one is also to take apart on Shabbos. Mashreik, and a private one is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, imhoye mutter mer Shabbos, matir is kula v'shomtei. It's even a professional one. If you started to untie it, it got loose from before Shabbos, now it doesn't look like you're being seiser on Shabbos, so you can empty take it off on Shabbos. Open up the whole boards and take out the clothing. Yeah. The nice, we don't have such a zach like this today, come out these boards. So the more. Omar Rav Nachman. So the Nachman, hi pugla, if you have a radish, milmala lamata shari. If you put it into the ground, a mall that didn't have refrigerators, if you wanted to store a radish or vegetables to store it, they used to store it in the ground. So you put it in the ground before Shabbos. You didn't have kavanah, it should start growing there. You don't want it to grow. You just want it to preserve it there. And then you'll pull it out to eat it. So the shaila on Shabbos, can you pull the radish out of the ground? So you say, hi pugla, milmala lamata, means if the thicker part of the radish is on top, and the bottom part of the radish, the thinner part, is inside, then shuri. Then you're allowed to pull it out on Shabbos. Because if you want to pull it out on Shabbos, you're not going to move the dirt. Since the thicker part of the radish is on top, by you picking up the radish, it's going to come straight out of the dirt. You don't have to move the dirt, because there's no dirt on top of the thick part, and the bottom part becomes smaller. So you just pick it out of the dirt, there's no shalaf for movie muksa. Mashenken, milmata lamala. Let's say the thicker part was in the ground, like under the ground, and the thinner part was on top out. So when you're going to come to pick up the radish now, you're going to have to move aside the dirt that's on top of the radish. So that's a shal you're moving muksa. He all that's usher. In such a case, you can't pick up the radish out of the ground, even though you can hold up, you grab a hold of the leaf. Avada, the leaf is outside of the ground. And right, you didn't put it in amanas that should grow. There's no shal of fontolish. It didn't get attached. It's not nishras. It's not growing in the ground. There's no shal of talisha. Midirais, avada, you just pick it up. You only put it there to store it there. The shal now of muksa. When you pick up the radish, do you have to move the dirt on top of the radish or not? So it depends. If the thicker part is in the ground, then you have to move the radish when you pick it up. But if the thinner part is in the ground, just the thicker part is on top, so there's no dirt on top, you just pick it up. That's how Rav Nachman. Rashi Yad Pugla. Tsunoyin a radish at Toim Nimbakaka. Liskayim. Kishabo lechotso. And you want to pull it out on Shabbos. Omala mata shari. Imhoye reishim omala v'yuksem lamata. The thick part was on top, like we said, because there's no shali, you're not moving the dirt. So the Gemara. Omar Ravada Barava, Amri Bey Rav. Tanino, we learned in a Braith, we learned the like Rav Nachman. He learned in a Mishnah. We're going to bring a Ryan for now, Mishnah, not like Rav Nachman's din. Because Rav Nachman is saying now, what are you doing? You're picking up this radish. Now, what are you touching? Your hand is touching the radish itself. You have the leaves on top that you're filling up. Now, what's wrong? It's called a tiltum and atzad. That by picking up the radish, you're making the dirt on the sides move. That's called a tiltum and atzad. You're not touching the dirt directly. You're only picking up the top of the radish. Now, when you pick up the radish, it makes the dirt on the side move. That's called tiltum and atzad. Shemashma Rav Nachman holds tiltum and atzad is also. So when you ask the kasha, our Mishnah says no, tiltum and atzad is mutter. So Tanina, not like Rav Nachman. Like Rav Nachman. Says now Mishnah, hakash, if you have straw, that stamazoi stam straw is muksa. Stam, you use straw lahasaka to burn it. You can't burn on Shabbos, it's muksa. Shagabi Amit, if you had the straw on top of your bed, loyin anenu biyodai. If you want to get it off the bed, you can't move it with your hands. It's muksa, you're not allowed to touch it with your hands. Abu mananeya bagufoi. But you're allowed to move it with your elbows, with your shoulders, bagufoi it's mutter. So who watch the head, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, because it lies a totem in atzad. As long as you're not touching the muksa with your hands, even though because to you the muksa is being moved, it's mutter. That's the Gemara's kashan of Nachman. When you pick up the radish also, your hands is only touching the leaf of the radish. By moving it up, you cause the dirt to move aside. That should be mutter. If the straw was aimed to the hamest heat, or else you prepared like this straw came out of the pillow that was aimed to use for the pillow, then you're allowed to move the straw with your hands. Because then it's not muksa. As if the straw is oimit for behemoth's teeth, Michael behema is not muksa. Or else if the straw was oimit to be used for the pillow, it's not muksa. But on Sa, the straw was regular straw that's going to be used for burning wood. So that's muksa on Shabbos. And the only answer is to move it begufay. Is the chura shema mina, tilt min atzad, loy shmei tilt shema mina. The chura you see not like Nachman. You see you're allowed to move the straw as long as you're not touching with your hands directly. That's called a tilt min atzad, it's muta. So mashma the same thing when you tilt the gufon by moving with your guf, it's also not called a direct tiltal, it's called tiltal menatzad, that's mutter. Trashi taninit loik Rav Nachman, diilu v'masnisen shaminon to loy shmei tiltal, diktonim ananeya bagufoy. It says, claw, you could move the straw with your guf. So you see that's called a tiltal menatzad, and mele it's mutter. And tak v'loch, we tak a pasal malik Rav Nachman, we pask a tiltal menatzad is mutter. Al bi yudung il tzarech dovra mutter. If the reason why you're moving the muksa is for a hetedik purpose, it's mutter to move the muksa min atzad. Tiltu min atzad is mutter litzarech dover hamutter. Like the case is, poshut, if you have muksa on the table, and you want the table to be cleaned to use the table. So you allow to move the muksa, tiltu min atzad, either begufay, with your elbow you can move it off the table, or else min atzad means take a knife and move it off with the knife. As long as you don't touch the muksa itself, just min atzad, that's mutter. Omer Rav Yehuda, hani pilpoli, you have pepper, like vegetables. Medik chad chad, you allowed to chop it up, medik, chop it up, chad chad, one at a time. How can you chop it up? I just nissed a tchin on Shabbos, now I have to chop up vegetables on Shabbos. The kit of the tchin, you could do it with a shinui. If you do the back of the knife, that's called the shinui, then it's shori, it's mutter. Or betar the yosser, to do two, that's already yosser with the rabbonim. Even though you're doing the shinui, still two is yosser. So Drashi made dig daik. Chod echod. Lav toichinu. You're not really making tchin here. Ele kalach yad. You're only doing with the shinui. With the shinui, it's mutter. So that's what Yel Mashen can do too. It's awesome. Rav Romar, kivon de mishani, afilo tu venami. Rav holds no. Once you make such a big shinui, like we'll soon see, it's called two shinuyim, even to chop up a lot of vegetables are mutter. Even a lot is mutter. Rashi de Mishani, Shalei Berechayim, v'Shalei B'Meducha. Really, it's called two shinuyim here. The way you usually chop up something is you have a special plate. The plate itself is called a special plate. And you have a special stick that you chop it with. That's normal chopping. Here you're doing two shinuyim. You're not using the regular chopper. You're using the back of a knife. That's not called Derech Tchina. And you're not doing it in the original plate that you're chopping. You're doing it on top of the table. So since you have two shinuyim, then it's mutter to chop up even a lot. And that's the halacha like this. You can chop up something with these two shinuyim. You do the back of the knife and not on a plate, a usually chopping plate. Tumnami. Omer Rav Yehuda. Man desachi b'maya. If somebody washes himself, if somebody washes his hands, man desachi b'maya. Forget, if you went, you washed yourself in the river. As you washed yourself in the water, is b'maya lingav navshe b'resha. Let him first dry himself v'hoda l'salik, and then let him come out of the river. As you went to take a cold bath, his mutter mikra din on Shabbos. If you stand went down to the river, just take a dip. When you come out, first dry yourself and then come out. Why? Dilma also lasuya dal damas b'karmelis. But maybe you come to walk with the water on your body b'dal damas in the karmelis, and it's also. For the Gemara Yochi, ki kodnochas nami, kodochi koichoi, dal damas, v'yosem. For the Gemara, whenever you go into the river, it should also be yosem to go into the river. When you go down into the river, your body is pushing the water. You're making the water move. And the stomach moves, dal damas. And the river has a shen karmelis. Midrabbanan, it's also to carry in a river. So every time you go down to the river, it should also be yosa. You're pushing the water to make the water move, the old amis. Rashi, kodochi koichoi, esamayim dal ramis. When you go down to the river, poshid, your body pushes the water dal ramis. V'yosar, and for the Gemara, no. Koichoi bekamlis legozu. Without the kamlis, it's only yitzah the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin didn't make a gzera to move something with your koichoi. The only answer, you can't carry the mamish in the kamlis. But here, where your body is going down to the water, just the koichoi, the pressure of your body is moving the water, that's mutim the Rabbonin. Omer Abayi b'taymer Rabbi Yehuda. Tit shagave ragle. Like the loch went on yesterday. If you have dirt on your shoes, or on your foot, is you have dirt on your foot or your shoe, how do you get the dirt off your foot? You have some mud. Is mekam chiv karka. You'll have to rub your foot on the karka to get off the mud. But you're not allowed to rub your foot or your shoe against the wall. The wall is also. Rava says, Rava, my time of a koisoloi, why are you telling me you can't rub the mud off your shoe on the wall? Because it looks like you want to build. He says, well, you have pressure to a brick wall, and the way you build bricks is you put cement in between the bricks. So by you taking off the mud from your foot on the wall, it looks like you're putting cement into the wall. That's why it's awesome. If you're telling me that's the Yisr, correct, Rava, that's not called a good binyan. That's a modern way of building. So Vada doesn't even pass the Yisr of the Rabbanan. So Drashi. No, it doesn't say. Rava says that's not a Svara. Avad, you're allowed to rub the mud from your shoes off on the wall. That doesn't even look like binyan. Doesn't look, that's not the way you build, by rubbing mud into the wall. Elo amar Rava. Rava says like this. Mekan choy bekoisel, faker. It's better to rub the mud off your shoe on the wall. Rub your shoe or your foot along the wall. V'yein mekan choy bekarka, but faker. To rub your shoe off on the ground, that's awesome. Why? Duma asa lashvuya gumis. Because whenever you come to rub your shoes, on the ground, there's always a gzeira. Maybe there'll be a hole there in the ground, and you're coming to smooth out the hole, which will be in Yisr d'Oraisa. Itmar ma b'reid Ravina. Omar, echot zev yechet zer osur. He learns both are osur. Drashi, zev mishum boine, v'zev mishum ashra gumis. He knows both ways are osur. You're not allowed to take the mud off your shoe by rubbing against the wall, because it looks like you're building, and you're not allowed to rub it off on the ground, because it looks like ashwiya gumis. Rapopiroma echot zev yechet zer mutter. The Papa's no, both ways are mutter. Drashi, why ain't derech miskavin bekach? Bekaim looked up Shimon. It's not a derech, like you're not mechavin, even if you rub your foot on the ground, you're not mechavin to smooth out the holes there. Because if it's a davar shein miskavin, according to Shimon, it's mutter. Yeah. So, Akopon Malacha, we saw yesterday that both sheetahs are brought down. And we saw God that Mishnah Berurah says, since it's only Yisra the Rabbanan, the Khuri could be makel. If you have no other rights, so you can clean off your shoe anyway. Either do it on the floor, or else do it on the wall, like Vikra Adin, you can pass like Rav Papa. But Metchila, the best thing should be said is to do it on a wooden, like we're going to say. But the moral Lama Bred Ravina, that he says both ways are Russell. You can't clean your shoes off on the wall, or you can't clean it off on the floor, but my Mekan Chile, Abizai, if you have mud on your shoes, how do you get the mud off? Mekan Chile Bekurva, use against the wood, or else you have a wooden wall. On wood, there is zicha not mechsei kabayna. Like you don't build wood with mud. So there is no issue mechsei kabayna. So the best way is to rub your shoes off on a wooden floor, on a wooden wall. That's the best way. The curve is a trashy baits. Hamut lala karka. Because there is no issue ashuya gumais, and it's not mechsei kabayna either. Omar Rava. Lo leisiv inish apume de lechaya. Apume lechaya means a person shouldn't sit with something in his hand on the opening of the lechi. Lechi pasha means here we have Zakrashi Shom Movi, the lecha kera. We have before, if you have a Movi, that's the alleyway, the Rabbanu will make it, even though there are only three walls to the alleyway, you're allowed to carry in the alleyway if you have either a lechi, that means a stick going straight up in front of it, or else a curry going across on top. So when you have this lechi now, it's like a true, with the Rabbanu, it's mati you to carry inside. So Rava though, but a person should not sit, mamash, right at the opening of the movi with something in his hand. Even though there's a curry here and really a lot of carry inside, but if you're sitting at the opening, you'll forget. You don't really see the curry, so you'll think, what's the difference if I carry from here to outside? Or else maybe you're holding a ball, and the ball will go out of your hand. Or go outside the lechi. Now to you, what's the difference of outside there to here? So so we're afraid to come to carry from outside to inside. Therefore, you shouldn't sit mamash right by the entrance of the mavrid with something in your hand, because the gzeira will fall out of your hand, and you'll come to carry it back inside. The lekka keri. Duma. Yedil is more. Why not? His duma mindera lechefetz. Maybe a chefetz will fall out of your hand, and will fall outside the lechi. And then you come to carry it inside the lechi. So since it's not such a big heck of the lechi, therefore the rabban is such a gzeira. It's a gzeira not to move and sit there so close. The Yomarova, la litzad inish kuva. A person shouldn't have a barrel. Litzad means you want to get a firm grip on the ground, like move around the barrel till it gets a good grip on the karka. You want litzad, get it down tight so it should stay flat on the ground. Dilma also lashvuya gumas, because anytime you're playing around with the dirt, you want to get a barrel, good grip on the ground. We're afraid you can smooth out the ground, and maybe there were holes there, and it's an issue to rice it in. So you can't move around the barrel on the ground to get a good grip, flatten it out. If you have again a barrel of wine that has a hole that the wine comes out, so you can't get a cloth and stuff it into the hole tight, because when you put the cloth inside the hole, then it comes to schiti, it comes to squeeze it. Rashi sheikh means pach. Udra rashi muchin. You want to put like shmatis. She soisim ben pia pach. You want to put cloth into the hole of the wine barrel. It's also to put it in there tight, because when you put it in there tight, you're going to make a tchitam. You're going to wring out the yayin that's inside the cloth. That's also. Dilma also the tchitam. We're afraid maybe you come to be tchitam, you'll come to squeeze out the yayin inside the cloth. Omer of Kana. Tit shagabe bigdoi. Mamash lachas we learned yesterday. If you have dirt on top of your shirt, or on top of your jacket, you have some dirt. Tit means usually some mud got there. Tit shagabe bigdoi. You're allowed to rub your clothing on the inside. If you have a piece of mud here, you're allowed to go inside here and rub it off like this. Inside, you're allowed to rub it. Some type of shinui. But on the outside, to rub it like this, to make it go off, that's awesome. Because it looks like you're making libun. It looks like you're going to clean your beged. You could rub it. You're only allowed to do it inside. It doesn't look like you're going to clean your clothing. Because you're not putting any water. The Issa Malabin is like Trisa washing the begotten, we'll soon see. We'll learn Tzayin Halacha, that's where you add water. Whenever you put water into your beggar, that's the Issa Diraisa. Here you're not putting water on it. You just want to rub it the way it is to get it off. So Mediraisa it's Mutta. But the Rabbanan said you can't rub it on the outside because it looks like you're going to wash it. So the Issa is to do a Shinui, only from the inside, rub it with your hands from the inside. That's Mutta. Elim Mifnim. Omer Abba. If you have dirt on your shoes, you're allowed to rub off the dirt with the back of a knife. Let's say you have dirt on your beged, you're allowed to rub it off with your nails. You're not allowed to rub it though. Rubbing it is worse. My love. Mashmi, you can't rub it at all. But the Maraloi, it just means you can't rub it from the outside. Elam ivifnim, but you're only allowed to rub it from the inside. Let me hold like this. Trashik, yes, right. So what says here, we saw yesterday in Halacha like this, is that the chiluk is like this. If you have a piece of mud here, so if you're stam going to take the back of a knife or even the front of the knife to take it off, that doesn't look like kibbutz. It doesn't look like you're washing the beged. We see clear what you're doing. You're just taking off dirt. So since the dirt is not like nivle inside the beged, it's like dirt on top, that's mutter. So with your nails, you could rub off the dirt. We only saw yesterday halacha that if it's dried out, that when you do it, it's going to crumple up into pieces, then it's asim mishum teichin. But kol zaman it's wet, or else it's one piece that the whole piece comes off, then you're allowed to take it off. That doesn't look like kibbutz. My shenkein rubbing it, doesn't look like you just have taken off a piece of dirt. It looks like you want to clean the actual material. It looks like you want to get the material clean. That's daima to kibbutz, that's daima to libum, that's also. You're not allowed to rub it, but to scrape it off is mutter. If the name is mutter. Mifnim, you let it rub it mifnim, because the same with the rice, it's mutter. Because kozman, you don't put water, there's no way it's a kibbutz. It just looks like this. Rabbanon are made with a shinu, it's mutter. You rub it in the inside, it's mutter. Megarin manu chodesh. You let it scrape on new shoes, manu chodesh, avalo yoshin, not old shoes. Trash avalo yoshin, shakofoy devimachit. Old leather, when you rub it with a knife, like you're going to smooth out. That's called a machik. You're smoothing it down. So the Gemara.